Parshas Boy El Paroi, Ki Ani Hichbadati Yesliboi, says the Hela Gemogen Avram. We're going to Paroi. Paroi is the Yetzahara, Paroi is the Sitra Achra, Paroi is the Tzad Hara. And sometimes we're overwhelmed and we think, I can't confront that, it's way too much for me. And the Rabbanu Shalom says, even in today's door, when the Nesoyin is like, Ein Soyrich Lefaret, Boy El Paroi, you know why? Ki Ani Hichbadati Yesliboi. I'm behind the iPhone and whatever else you're confronting. Ani hichbarati esliboy. It's from Hashem. Whatever you think the Nesoyin is, wow, whoa, Hashem is behind that as well. Boy El Paro, you can confront it. Now the Farshim asked, the Zohar HaKadosh Betzan asked this kash already, why doesn't it say Leich El Paroi? I asked this to someone, he said, Mechtesa should say Leich. By Makas Dam, it says Leich. Vosep is da. Dema says it says boy a few times. It was a Balkari once. He started laning boy. Then he started saying Tzvardeya. And he said, Kusay Dor Neich and boy El Paro. You know, you have to know. We're starting with Arbe. Because there are seven Makas in Parshas Vo'era. And another three Makas in Parshas Boy. But why does it start with boy? Why not Leich? There are many Pshatim. Some Alpi Pshat, Remez, Drush, sorry, various ways to explain. Why does it say boy El Pari? The truth is, boy is gematria. This is not such a complex one. Three. And that's why, because there are three markers in Parshas Boy. So that's why it says boy, as I state in the Baal HaTurim. But another pshat also is that boy is Rosh Tevis for the markers that are in this week's Parsha. Boy is Bechoyrois. Aleph is Arbe. And that sums it up. Because Choshech, you don't see. So it's not in the Rosh HaTevis. But boy is the three Makas. But it's bad some part of a series that really it should be seven in last week's Parsha and then another three. The Chassam Sofer writes, boy El Paroi. We know that Paroi, we spoke last week, is 355. Exactly 10 more than Moshe, which is 345. Paroi has to get 10 Makos, 10 klap to knock him down from 355 down to 345. But says the Chassam Sofer, boy El Paroi. Add boy to Paroi. Add another three to 355. That's 358. That's Mashiach. Mashiach is 358. Because it's not Bechinom that the seven Makas, seven is Teva, seven is the lower level, seven is Chagat Nehem, seven is the seven lower levels. And now we're entering eighth, the eighth level. It's beyond. Boy El Paroi, when you add that, then you already get to Mashiach. Three plus Paroi is 358. And that's another reason why it's boy, not Leich. Leich wouldn't have added up to that. Because the last three Makas are Taka beyond. Makas Arbe. It's fascinating that it doesn't say in the Torah that Hashem told Moshe the Makah of Arbe. By every other Makah, Hashem tells Moshe of Aaron what the Makah is going to be. And then he goes and tells Paroi what the Makah is going to be. It doesn't say that Hashem told him it's going to be Arbe. Right away, Vayovei Moshe, and they say about the Arbe. How did Moshe know that it's Arba? Hashem didn't tell him. Well, it could be, says the Chassam Sofer, because Arba is already the eighth level. That's Bina. That's beyond the regular seven. Moshe Rabbeinu was already figuring this out on his own. It's interesting, though, that Arba is Gematria 208. 208 is eight times Havaya. Eight times Havaya. This is Arba is the eighth Makkah. Arba is 208. It's the eighth Makkah. Moshe Rabbeinu understands it's the eighth Makkah. We understand, Avad, even if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, he knew that it has to start with an Aleph. So he already has a hint, because it's Tzitzah Hadash Be'achav. So he knew that it starts with an Aleph. And the Tosus HaRosh, the Pirush HaRosh Ala Torah adds, that since it says Tisaper by Makas Arbe, Hashem says that, Laman Tisaper Ba'oznei Bincha. And in Sefer Yoel, one of the Trei Osar, Moshe Rabbeinu knows that, it says Saper by the Arbe that happened in Sefer Yoel. And Moshe Rabbeinu Darshan Yud Gimel Nidoi is a Gzeira Shava. He has Bina now. He's up to the eighth level. Koyach HaTorah. And he had a Gzeira Shava. So he knows that it starts with an Aleph. He knows that there's a Gzeira Shava. You can catch on. Saper, Saper. He knows that it's going to be Gematria 208. And it also is that it's Keneged. We know the Eser Makas are Keneged. The Asora Mamorois Shenivra HaOilom. Farshtetzich Makas B'choiris is Keneged. Bereshis Nami Maimer goes its way backwards. This is the easy one. Choshech is connected by Yehi Or, by Yomer Lekim Yehi Or. After that, there's a machloikis in the Mepharshim, which Makkah is compared to which one. But if Arba is either Yehi Rakia or Tachi Haaretz Deshe, that also, Moshe Rabbeinu understands the prat that in the end of last week's parasha, by Borod, it says already, V'hapishto V'hasa'oira Nukasa, Kiasoira of the Vapishta Givol, Vahita Vahakusemes Loinuku, Kiafilois Haina. So my Shrebenu also knows that this has to be a Makkah that's finally gonna fear ice and finish up the rest of the agricultural attack over here of the Chita Vakusemes. So putting this all together, he's shuv v'shuv figuring out that it's going to be Makas Arbe. And it says, like we said, Boy El Paroi. Now another reason why it's Boy is because we're in the Parashiyos of Shoivavim, Rosh Hatevis, Shmois, Va'era, Boy, V'shalach, Yisra, Mishpatim. That's Boy. If it would be Lech Lecha, it would be Shoivavim. That's something else. We're talking about Shoivavim. The three last Makas that we're going into now, Arbe, Choshech, Makas, Bechoris, again, we said are fundamentally different than the seven. There's something else. They're already making a Havdalah, separating Klal Yisrael. And it's true that when we say Havdalah, we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, because the Balaturim says, it says Vayonach Ha'arbe, because it was on Shabbos it started the Makkah, Vayonach Ha'arbe, that's Mavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. Then there's Ben Or Lechoshech, and Ben Yisrael Lo'amim is the ultimate, is Makkas Bechoris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Taka Mavdil. So the three Makkas over here of Arbe Choshech and Makkas Bechoris are Shteling Avek, this last Darga of Havdolah. Now, when did the Makkas happen? We spoke already last week that on one hand, the Mishnah says in Idiois that the Makkas and the Seder of the Makkas was a full 12 months. We had Stiris in that and we went into the different Shittas, but according to many Shittas, Makkas Arba was Tu Bishvat, Choshech was Purim, Tu Ba'adar, La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, that's, and then finally Nisan. Others say no, that the Makkah of Choshech already, Gufa, happened in Nisan. And there are different shittas, but assuming that it was Taka Shvat, Adar, Nisan, that's why by Purim we Taka say La Yehudim Hoysa, and about that we're getting close to Purim already. Everything about it is in this week's parsha. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, V'simcha V'sasin V'ikar, Oira is Makas Choshech, Oira is the Torah. Simcha is Yom Tov of Pesach is in this week's parsha. Sosay is Mila, Oz Malta Oisay is in this week's parsha. V'yakar Eilu Tefillin at the end of this week's parsha. So that entire process is Taka going to be also in the parsha. It's Yadua that there's a michtov, that there's a minig in Klal Yisrael and Erev Pesach to say from Rav Shamshon Ashtrapolya, and it's a very Kabbalistic and there's interesting gematria there as well, and there's a minig to say it. He brings over there that, among other things, the Rav Shamshon Ashtrapolya, this is a little bit more complex than boy, that Dam Svardei Akinim Arav Deber Shchin Barad Arba Choshech Makas Bechoyrois is Gematria 3,280. And he brings the Pasuk that says, Lahakois Be'egroif Resha. Be'egroif. Egroif is a fist, yeah? Hashem Mamish gave us the fist. They gave Betzriim, the fist. Egroif. Gimel Alofim. Reish Pei, 3,280. Lahakos, and it says this in the Michtav of Rav Shamshon Ashtrapolya. Lahakos be'egroif resha. Egroif is gimel alofim. Reish Pei, 3,280. And that's the cheshbon how he works out. Now it's interesting because there's a shaila if shchin in choshech is with the vav and if shchin is with the yud and whether kinim is with the yud. You have to work out for the gematria. He learns them all chaser, although for other cheshbonis, we do these words malay, and it's negaya various other things. Lemoshel, there's a toisvis in Psochim, daf kuf yud zayin, that it says, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael beforech. And toisvis says, beforech, forech is, there's a thing called atbash. In atbash, Pei Reish Chof in Atbash is Vigal, Vav Gimel Lamed. Okay. Vayavidu B'nei Mitzrayim es B'nei Yisrael B'Vigal. And what does that do for us? Vigal is 39. 39 Melachas. Says Toysis and Pesach, and we know that the 39 Melachas are in the Mishkan, and it's Mavur like that in the Gemara and Shabbos, but he says it really started from Yitzias Mitzrayim, because in Mitzrayim the Yidden worked Beforech with the 39 Melachas. Vigal, the 39 Malachas. Now it's interesting because Dam Svardei Akinim Arav Deber Shchin Barad Arba Choshech Makas Bechoyres is 39 letters. Now you could either say Makas Bechoyres, but then you have to make Shchin Arav and Choshech Choser, or you can write Shchin Arav and Choshech Malay and don't write Makas Bechoyres. Don't do both because then it will add up to to 42. Although there's a remez in the pasuk later, it says in the pasuk later that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a lashon, I saw this in the Sfarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a mak, and it says Ves oisoisai asher samti bum. Bum is 42. If you spell shin chayshach and ariv molly, and you write makas bechayrus, then it's taka 42. Es oisoisai asher samti bum. If you want to take out makas and also spell shin ariv and chayshach chaser, then it's oisoisai eile. Eile is 36. So either way, the makas also the avoidas parach in Mitzrayim was the 39 malachas, and keneged them the yidden got the Mitzrayim got 39, the 39 letters in the Eser Makos, 39 letters in the Eser Makos is also connected the 39 Malachas of Avodas Parach that Klal Yisrael did. Then they build the Mishkan and we have Shabbos, the 39 Malachas, and it's part of the process. Now, Rav Shamsha Meshtrapolya also writes, we asked originally, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that the Makkah was Arbe? It didn't say. So we said various pshat, and he knew it starts with an aleph. There's a gezeira shavat, tesaper, tesaper. And there's other things, but she says like this of Shamsha Masapoli. We also asked, why does the parsha start with boy, not with lech? So he says, boy el paroi, okay? Beis and pay switch. Beis and pay are switchable. We spoke about this last week because, you know, the Yidden knew that the Goyel was supposed to come and say the magic words, Pokoit Pokarati. Now everyone knew that. Groise Glick, Kunz, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, Pokoit Pokarati. Oh, he's the Goyel. Everyone was waiting for that. What's the big Kunz? So we set up shot because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Peh and he wasn't able to say Pokoit Pokarati. He sounded like, you know, like we spoke, if you want to get a taxi right before Shabbos and you don't want to be Machshel, a Yid, so you tell him, say Pepsi. And if he says Pepsi, then don't take him. If he says Bebsi, then you can, because they're kvad peh. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, the godless was that he was able to say Pokoid Pokadati. Now, says Rav Shamsha Meshtrapolya, boy el paroi. Switch the bays with a pay. Take paroi, okay? Switch the bays with a pay. And another letter, aleph. Aleph switches with ayin. Take the word paroi. This is not even a gematria, just a letter switch. Take the word paroi, switch the pay for a beis, switch the ayin for an aleph, which I just said, boy, el paroi, take boy, beis, aleph, put it into paroi, take out the pay and the ayin, put in the beis and the aleph. What are you left with? Arbe. Arbe. That's how Hashem told him to do arbe. Boy, el paroi. Put boy into paroi, take pay and ayin out of paroi, and instead put boy into pari. So he said, Vorim Kipshutam, Abad is Parsha's boy, and you put boy into pari. We already said that if you add boy to pari, that's already Mashiach 358. Now it's fascinating that the difference between pari and arbe, the difference, if you switch the pay with the beis and the ayin with the aleph, is 147. Because Moshe Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years and he took away the rav in Mitzrayim. But now we're swapping it and we're taking out that 147. And now we're bringing back that there's going to be a Rav, because the finishing of the Arbis, finishing of whatever the Bora didn't, and by swapping Boy El Pari, we're taking whatever the 147 years of Yaakov Avinu was able to poil, and that there shouldn't be a Rav in Mitzrayim, there will be. And then, I thought of this just last week on Shabbos. So Yaakov Avinu lived 147. Yaakov Avinu, the Loimes, it goes beyond to 148. Pesach is 148. Netzach is 148. Yaakov Avinu 147, loy meis, because it goes past that. It goes to Pesach. Boy el paroi, swap to 147, and it goes beyond. Now another derher in Makas Arba, very interesting. If you notice, something profound happens by Makas Arba, anarchy. In the first seven Makas, paroi is still holding his malchus. Notice what happens by Arba. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Vayifen Vayetze, Meim Parei. They turn their backs to him and walk out. You know, by the Rosh Hashiva Rav Hutner Zatzal, in the office, the door was locked. If you walked out the wrong way, so the door was stayed locked. It was a buzzer to let you out. Only if you walked out with Derev Eretz in Panav towards him. Otherwise, a bachur was trying, he's locked in the door. He doesn't understand that. The door doesn't open. You have to have Derev Eretz. Slabotka. Parei. Over here by the Mark of Arbe, Vayifen Vayetze Meim Parei. Moshe Rabbeinu walks out backwards. Five sin. Vayomru avdei paroi elov ad mosai. That didn't happen in the first seven makas. The avodim are speaking up. Paroi's losing it. His reign, adding if he's up, and his malchus, his leadership, he's losing it. He tells the Yidden, he tells Moshe, l'chu ivdu es Hashem alikechem. Ivdu. Until now he said, zibchu. Ivdu? Ah, you're my avodim. He's already giving in. You could be an avdei Hashem. That's a fascinating switch. He's losing his malchus. He's willing to say, l'chu ivdu es Hashem alikechem. Now it's very interesting. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed, pasuk Chof Zayin. Melech ein lo arbe. The Yotzah Choytzeitz Kuloi. Arba doesn't have a king. Did you notice that? A lot of the Chayas, the Devoira, the Nemola, there's a kingdom. There's the queen, the king. There's probably also lieutenants and all kind of other things. I don't know how it works. Arba doesn't work like that. Melech, Shloima Melech says in Mishlei. Melech ain't la Arba. Arba comes, there's no leader. It's just anarchy. That's the market that's coming now to Paro. Paro is losing his Malchus now. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it's Arbe. I apologize. But Boy El Paroi is Gematria Melech Ein L'Arbe. 389. Boy El Paroi. Hashem told him, Klar, Dvarim, Pshutim. Arbe, Boy El Paroi. Melech Ein L'Arbe. The Arbe is coming. It's not with a king. And the whole, just one anarchist thing that this is going to come destroy the whole place. Melech Ein L'Arbe, Pasuk and Mishlei, is Gematria Boy El Paroi. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it's going to be the Makkah of Arba. Now, by the Makkah of Arba, it's interesting, there's a word from the Lutzkerov. In the beginning, when the Arba comes, it comes with a Ruach. But when they're removing the Arba, Vayafai Hashem Ruach Yom Chozok Me'oid. Again, the next verse, Chozok Me'oid. Why do you need such a Chozok Me'oid to remove the Arba more than bringing them? So one shot is because bringing them, he brought them in a little by little, but now we have to take all of them away in one shot. Another pshat is that, you know, this Arbe, they had a whole week, you know, 24-7 kitchen open. They were, weighed much more. You could add also, some of the Arbe was dead. Chai, noisy asatzmai. But now that the Arbe was dead, plus the live ones are carrying the dead ones with them, it needs a much bigger ruach, chazak ma'oid, to remove it. Now, Pari is caving in, like we said. And he even says, L'chuna ha'gvarim ve'ivdu es Hashem. He's willing that they could do avdus already to HaKadosh Baruch. Now the emes is, this is a fake array. Even at this stage, the Yidden are asking for a 3-day trip. Now there's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. Was this all a faker? That really the Yidden are planning to leave for good? They're just selling Paray this, selling him short for this 3-day thing? Or no, there's really a plan that they're supposed to only go for 3 days and come back to Mitzrayim. Now, l'chayr, it's a pella because the Yidden are in the Memtes almost nun shari tuma. They have to get out of there. What is a 3-day trip going to do for them? Ken Zayin, some say even during this 3-day trip, they're planning to be makabel the Torah. And then come back to Mitzrayim. But with Kabbalah HaTorah, they can come back to Mitzrayim. With Kabbalah HaTorah, they won't fall into the nun shari tuma. With Kabbalah Satoira, even if they fall into Nun Shari Tuma Kimivur, with Dvorav HaKadoshim of the Rechaim HaKadosh, that after Matan Torah, even if you're in the Nun Shari Tuma, so this 3-day trip is going to get them either Matan Torah or Stam, Shabbos, Hischas, because you get away, you come back, Frish Koiches, and then they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. But that's what Pari's telling them. Now it's interesting, I heard a cute Vart. Pari says, no, not everyone could go, only the Gvarim. And then he says, Ki oisa atem avakshim. So I heard an interesting shot. Moshe really, especially if it's not a 3-day trip, wants everyone to go. Because, and Pari is starting to be choishish, what's about, maybe this, they're not planning to come back. So he needs to leave a mashkin. So first he says, I'll leave the kids, leave the noshim. At one point he says, Ki oisa atem avakshim. Very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu's mother was Yocheved. Her father was Levi. Her mother was oisa. From a first pasuk, it says in Parshas Pinchas, Asher Yolda Oisa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim, and the Daskenim in Parshas Pinchas says her name was Oisa. That's a Daskenim in Parshas Pinchas. It's not Pashup Shad in Oisa. It says Asher Yolda Oisa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim. But the Daskenim over there says Moshe Rabbeinu's grandmother, the Baba, was Oisa. Now Pari says, you know what? Take the man, take the woman, take the children. I need to make sure you're coming back. Oisa is staying. Just Oisa, you know, she's old. Let her stay. Ki Oisa atem mevakshim. I know you want even Oisa to come with you. You're getting out of here. Ki Oisa, yena Oisa. So you're saying a baba meisa. If you leave Oysa here, then I'm going to be convinced. Makas Choyshech. Rashi says, the Loma Hevi Aleim Choyshech. Interesting. The other nine Makas, he didn't ask this Kasha. The Loma Hevi Aleim Choyshech. Suddenly a Kasha comes. Loma Hevi Aleim Choyshech. We don't first talk about this, but what does Rashi say? He says, Tup Shopping. One shot is because 80% of the Yidden died. A Holocaust. 80% of the Yidden died in Makas Choshech, and we didn't want the Mitzrayim to see this. Another shot is that they had to search for the Kesef and the Zov of the Mitzrayim. So, the Chanukah Satirish tells, why do you need Tup Shot? And what's wrong with each shot? You know, always when Rashi says Tup Shot, then what was wrong with the first shot? You have to make a Tzrichasa. What's the union of Tup Shot then? So he says, because there's a medrash that says that by Makas Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyayetz with the Malachim, v'hiskimu kulam, that there should be Choshech. And there's a Yisoy, it's Yerushalmi. Gemara also brings that when kol habezdin roya l'choiva, you're not danikim l'choiva. It has to be 22 against 1, 21 against 1, 2. It can't be kulam l'choiva, yoytze zakai. Now over here it's hiskimu kulam, so then you shouldn't do it. But if it's two different reasons, then it's upketel. Even though everyone agreed, it says kol malachim ala agreed there should be makas choshech. But since Rashi brings two shopim, said it was two different reasons. That's not what we call hiskimu kolam. That's what allows you to bring the makah of choshech. Now the makah of choshech we spoke. Some say it happened in Purim tu be'adar by la Yehudim hoisa oira la Yehudim hoisa oira. But according to other mafarshim, the makah of choshech was already in Nisan. And according to one interesting shot, it was on Zion Nisan it started. Now every makah was for 7 days. The makah of Choshech Mefurish in the Pasuk was for 3 days, and then another 3 days. That doesn't add up to seven, but the pshat is it was Zayin, Ches, and Tes Nisan. Yud Nisan was Shabbos. Shabbos HaGodol. Kuloi Or. They're not looking for, no one's dying from the Shmoyin Machuz of the Yidden. They're not burying anyone. They're not looking for the Zav and the Kesef. So there's no reason for Choshech. So Shabbos, it was light. And then the makah continued, your aleph, your beis, and your gimel. And then eventually, makas b'chayrus is leil tesvav. But that's the setup. So it was seven. It was seven with Shabbos missing because all the other makas probably went on Shabbos as well. But by choshech, the whole reason we're bringing the choshech is lama hevi alei. These two reasons don't apply in Shabbos. So the makah was zayin, ches, and tes, your aleph, your beis, and gimel. But what lamaisa happened to that seventh day of choshech? Very interesting lashon in the chizkuni. You know, there's or and choshech, and I want to talk about it a little bit. But we know that or is not stam like just light. Gonzoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu letzadikim lo'asid lovim. You know, the Chizkuni says a lashon that this choshech gonzoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the choshech and saved it for by Kriyas Yamsef. By Kriyas Yamsef, it was the seventh day of choshech. The Mitzvah weren't able to see. That was the seventh day of choshech. And again, that Hashem was going is the choshech, which leads to a shayla we're going to see: is choshech just the absence of light, or choshech is a bria of choshech? The makah of choshech over here for sure was a bria. But what about the choshech of Vayomer Elokim Yehor and Vayhi Choshech in Parshas Bereishis? Was that a bria or it's just there are? The Chizkuni says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, here he's talking about the Makkah, but he says he was goynez the choshech for later. There are two kapitlach in Tehillim that Barichus discussed the Makkah. Kapitel Ayin Ches and Kapitel Kofhei, and there's much tadarshan about these psukim, about the seder of the Makkah. The psukim in Tehillim say a different seder, and many of the mafarshim talk about why Sai Kapitel Ayin Ches and Sai Kapitel Kuf Hei discuss the Makkas in that order. I even heard once that that's the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda Hayinoisin Ben Simonim Tetzach Adash Ve'achav to know that we go with the Seder of Parshas Boy. Don't go with the Tehillim Seder. This is the Seder we go with. We go with the Seder of Tetzach Adash Ve'achav. Tetzach Adash Ve'achav is Gematria 501. Kol Hamachla Asher. Asher is 501. Asher Samti Gemitzrayim. Asher 501. But we go with the various Seder of the Makkas. Just to shtel on one thing here, we're holding in Choshech. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Kuf Hei. Pasuk Chav Ches. Sholach Choshech V'yachshech. V'loy Moru Es Devoroi. What does it mean? Pashup Shad. V'loy Moru Es Devoroi. So Rashi in Tehillim says, Choshech is a Bria, yeah? So Hashem commanded the Choshech to do this Makkah. Maybe the Choshech would be Mesarev. No, V'loy Moru Es Devoroi. The Teva HaBriya wasn't Mamrid and it did it. Another pshat, the Radak says, V'loy Moru Es Devoroi is going on Moshe V'Aaron. They could have been scared to go into Parai and tell him these things. No, V'loy Moru Es Devoroi. Moshe and Aaron weren't scared. They weren't Mamrid. But there's a Meir the Kipshaf in the Noam Elimelech. Says a Meir the Kazach. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Brisbane Absarim that they're supposed to be Avdus. So why are the Mitzrayim being punished? They're doing Ratzon Hashem. In the Brisbane Absarim, it was told it was going to be like that. Why should they be punished? They're only a Shliach. So the Mefarshim say, maybe they worked the Yidden too hard. Maybe who says they should have done it? It says they have to be goal of someone. Someone else should do it. But someone has to do it. Says the Noam Elimelech, no! In spite of the fact that the Brisbane Absarim clearly says this is what has to happen, the Mitzrayim should have been moired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afal piken. And that's what the Pasuk is saying they're punished for. V'loy moru es devaroy. They should have said, no, we're making a merida. You're telling me we have to do this to the Yidden? Ken et zayin. They should have actions. We're not doing it, even if they were mitzvah. Let's assume the Brisbane Absarim first was mitzayin, that it's the Mitzrayim should be doing it. They should have been mamrim. Zok the Pasuk in the Hillim. V'loy moru es devaroy. That's what they're being punished for. Now by the Makav Choshet, the Pasuk says, loy ro'u ish es achiv. And this is a big yisoy in Musar Bechlal. When it's dark, dark means when you're in the dark, as opposed to when you see the light, you don't even see the other person. There's an expression in Hebrew, I don't know if you translate it, Ani lo ro'eh otcha mimeter. I don't see you. I just don't see. I don't see the other guy. That's choshech. Light is fakert. When you're able to see and be noisei ba'ol in chaveiroi. The opposite of noisei ba'ol in chaveiroi is when it's choshech. And you should know, a person that's so into himself and not able to see the other person, is not going to be able to see the Bashefer. He's totally tuned into himself. He's not able to see beyond not the other person and not the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And there's a fascinating idea. There's a din when your person wants to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kriyashma Shel Shachris, it can't be said Kriyashma when it's dark. What's the shear? When does it become light enough to say Kriyashma? Not Netzachama. Netzachama is for tefillah. What's the zman for Kriyashma? So one pshat, the Mishnah says, Mishayakir ben Tcheles Lelovan. But the Gemara in Bracha says another pshat, another measurement, another kaiveya. Mishayira es chaveiroi rochak arba amas. I think there's a musa there over here. You want to say Kriyashma? You want to be saying Malchus Shemayim? Don't be so. Make sure you see another person as well. When you're able to see another person, it's not that dark, then you're ready to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because those two things go together. Rav Volba writes, shot in a pasuk. V'chesed Hashem me'oilam v'ad oilam al yireyav. Frek Rav Volba, what's the connection? Chesed and yira. Two totally polarized different things. He says, mamish not. When you're not able to see, you're not able to do chesed, and you're not able to be yireyav. It goes together. When you're in the oir, you're not in the dark, you're able to see yenim, and you're able to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Who is the ultimate goyal over here in Klal Yisrael making all these makas? Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echov, Vayar Bisiv Loisom. Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the Choshech. He sees the other person. He's the ultimate goyal. There's a Moiridik Avort from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. Paroi did not put Shevet Levi in the Shibud. We know Levi wasn't in the Shibud. Shevet Levi! Veloi Shevet Levi Bulvad! Paroi, listen to that Rambam. Elakol Mishenesoy Levi, the Rambam in Hilchas Shmita, Perek Yud Gimel. Anyone could be Shevet Levi. Paroi was not Meshavet Shevet Levi. Why not? Why not? Paroi was not Meshavet Shevet Levi. I understand. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be Meshavet Shevet Levi. Paroi. Paroi is 355, right? Moshe is 345. So is Yair Lapid. That's a different cheshbon. It's 345. But Paroi, why is Paroi not being Meshavet Shevet Levi? Says Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and Paroi knew, that the Goyal is going to come. And a Goyal that's going to come has to be suffering Imoy Bitzara. And he understood and knew that the Goyal is from Shevet Levi. So he has, listen carefully, a foolproof plan. It can't fail. If he's not going to be Meshabit Shevet Levi, then there won't be a Geula. Because the Goyal is from Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi is not suffering, they're not in, they're steiging, there's air conditioning, things are going good. Hakol b'seder b'shvili. And Zok Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, he's right, he's dead right, it's true. So what happened? Vayigdal Moiridik, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echov, Vayar b'siv loisom. He wasn't in the Choshech. He was Soivel. The whole plan, the ganze Shevet Levi, be that Moshe shouldn't suffer, so he shouldn't be the Goyal. It's taka true. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz is the Yisoid of Paroi. It's taka true. So where's the catch? The catch is, Vayar v'sivloisha, Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the choshev. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the light, and he's able to bring onto the Yidden the mak of choshev, and that's part of the story. Now, we mentioned as a machloikis, if choshech is a bria or not. It's a bevusta tumul. Rab Sadia Goin, the Moira Nevuchim, the Ibn Ezra in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yoitzer Orav Oiri Choshech, and many others as well, the Sifurin in Parshas Bereishis, say that choshech is not a bria. Choshech is sach hakol heder or. Neither Gisa, the Marsha in Tomed Aflamed Bey says, Das Haminim Shechoshvim Shechoshach Eini El Hedor. He calls them Apikarsim. I just gave you a long list, a short list. There's a much longer list here on the paper of Rishonim, Goinim, that hold Choshach as Hedor. Lu'umaseh, there are many that say, the Gemara in Chagigah Daf Yud Bey says, there are 10 things that were created the first day. One of them is Choshach. So is Choshach a Bria or just the Hedor of Or? It's not to the scope now to go into that concept. But Naniach that Choshach is a Bria. What's the te'elis of this bria? What's its purpose? What is it needed for? We're not talking about the maka of choshech in Mitzrayim, which was gufa that loyro, which is achim, and they couldn't even move. I'm talking about choshech. What do I need choshech? Let it be dark. Dark is when it's not oyer. What's the purpose of choshech? The Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Pesachim, the Netziv brings it, and others, they talk about this idea. There was once a group of Yidden that were hiding in a cave, and they had to be there for whatever reason, and they needed to know when it was day, when it was night, because you need to know there are mitzvahs that are not yet yoin, mitzvahs that are not yet laila, and they're in, pardon the expression, in a pitch dark cave. How are they going to know when it's day and when it's night? So the Yerushalmi says they lit a candle, and when it was night, the candle burnt brighter, because in choshech, the light of the candle, the exact opposite of the makkah of choshech, choshech, when there's choshech, the light of a candle. Now, it was pitch dark 24-7 in that cave. 24-7, it was pitch dark. It wasn't less dark. But during the days, it was no choshech. But alenecht for Nagansior, it was choshech. When it was choshech, the candle burnt brighter. Someone once asked me, how did the choshech get into the cave? How did the choshech get into the cave? The cave is pitch dark. So a chacham told me the choshech is able to penetrate walls. It can sign it could, but there's no reason for it to penetrate the wall. The choshech could be in the cave. The oyer, after the seventh, fourth day of creation, comes from the shemesh. The choshech is choshech. The choshech is here, the choshech is there, the choshech is everywhere, including in the cave. And that's why when this choshech, and the pasuk says, Yisroin ha'orim in ha'choshech, Rav Tzadok writes about this in so many places, that choshech is bringing in the or. A person has to do it. He speaks about this at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. First we do Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Then we get to Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. First Choshech and then or. Because Dafka, from the Choshech, from the Nesoyin, from the issues that you're dealing with, and Dafka, the things, from the Churban comes Mashiach, from the... And that's even, again, I'll say the Taich again, it's a Pasuk in Kehelis. V'ra'isi anishi yesh Yisroin l'chochma min ha'sichlus ki Yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech. The Yisroin of or comes from the choshech. Tuing dorch the choshech is how you get to the or. Now, we have a big sugyo here. We have Makas Bechairis, and we have Pesach, and Matzah, and Morer, and there's a lot, but just mamish a few minutes. We'll touch something here. The carbon Pesach has to be nechal dafket sli esh, and not mevushel. And the Gemara says in Psochim, if you eat it mevushel, you're over a lav, and you're also mevatel an essay, your lav and an essay, the lav of Mevushel and the essay of Tzli. The Gemara declares in Pesachim, Daf Mem Aleph, what's the din if you mevashel the Korban Pesach, not with fire, like on a pot with a fire, but with Chami Tverio, which is some natural spring heated water. It's Avada, not Tzli Eish. Avada, you're over the essay of Tzli Eish. But are you over the Avera of Bishel? Is Bishel the Chami Tverio called Bishel? For the record, the Rishonim handle, is Bishel B'chami Tverio called Bishel Lagabi Hilchis Shabbos? Is Bishel B'chami Tverio called Bishel Lagabi Bosav Cholov? Various other topics. But is Bishel B'chami Tverio called Bishel? The Pella is the Achronim asked, Bishel B'chami Tverio? If the Korban Pesach is in Tverio, then it's a puzzle. It's Nifsal B'yotzi. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. How could you handle Bishel B'chami Tverio? Nisrabu HaTurutzam on this kasha, but it's an interesting ha'ara. Bishul b'chami tveria. Now another halach about Karban Pesach, it says ve'etzem loy sish peru boy, ve'etzem loy sish peru boy. And there's an interesting ha'ara because The pasuk, it's in the same pasuk actually. We'll find the pasuk. The bayis echad yoyecha loy soitzi min habayis min habasar chutza ve'etzem loy sish berubay. Now, so there's two isurim over here. There's an isur haitzah, and this is not even the isur haitzah like we just mentioned that avada will pesach Mitzrayim was different, but pesach doiris avada can't leave Yerushalayim. It's like any other kachem kalim that can't leave Yerushalayim. But there's a bezunder adin, a separate din that the carbon pesach has to be nechel bechabura, and there's a lav to even be moitzi it from the mokum of the chabura loy soitzi min habayis. Another avera is ve'etzem loy sish berubay. So the achrayim asks, why does it say loy soitzi lashin yochid? And why does it say loy sish peru lashin rabim? So I saw an interesting pshat. The lav of loy soitzi min habayis is an iser haitzah. It's mavur in the Gemara in Pesachim, Yerushalmi, the talks about it, that the lav of loy soitzi min habayis is mamish like haitzah on Shabbos. You need to do akira and hanoch. If you don't do akira and hanoch, you're not over loy soitzi min habayis. Maybe it's nifsal, but you're not over the lav. The lav is if you do akira v'hanocha. Rav Menachem Zemba, Hagoyim HaGodol, Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yikam Domo, was killed in Warsaw Ghetto. Now it was 80 years to the Milchama that was in the Warsaw Ghetto. He wrote voluminously on Gantz, Kol HaTorah Kulo. He had Sfarim on every single Rambam. Kemat, the only thing we have from him is a small kuntras called Taitzos Chaim on Inyonim of Haitzah, and it's a Ga'onish, a Sefer, Mamish, and to just imagine that everything was destroyed, all of his manuscripts, but he had on Avkola Toira Kula. But in Toitzos Chaim, he talks about this a lot, that by the Leitzosim in Abai, similar to Haitzah on Shabbos, it's Akira and Anocha. But upon him, by Haitzah, we know it can't be Shnayim Sha'asu. So for the Isser of Haitzah, it has to be Lashon Yochid. Mashenkin, Ve'etzem Leitzish, Baruboy, that could be, even if two people break it, it would still be Chayiv. A similar Vart that Ein moitzi achar moitzi. If someone is moitzi the basar from the makom chabura, even if you bring it back and take it out again, there won't be haitzah achar haitzah. A reshever achar shever would be. So that could be another reason why it says lashon rabim by shvira. And that's two isurim you have here by carbon pesach. Now another interesting topic was negei us in the sugyas. Let's say a person is eating carbon pesach and he doesn't have enough basar for all the bnei chabura, and he knows that there's moyach etzem inside the bone. Inside the bone, there's a little bit more basar, and maybe one more person could be yotzer. The mitzvah says, "Esei doy raisa of achilas basar carbon pesach." Oberha, come on, you can't break the bone. Etzem leisish berubay. So the Gemara in Zvachim has a shaila. Maybe you should say, "Esei doy chaloisa say." The Gemara says, "Ein esei of carbon pesach achilas carbon pesach doycha the loisa say of shviras etzem frek toisvis in Zvachim daf tzadi zayin." But it's not beidna. We know there's a cloud. The Gemara says in Beitza daf ches. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, that you only say Esei Doicha Loisa Sei when it's Be'idna, when at the time you're doing the Loisa Sei, it's already the time you're doing the Esei. But if when you're doing the Loisa Sei, you're not doing the Esei, you're just preliminarily preparing to do the Esei, it's not Pasha that you say Esei Doicha Loisa Sei. So why would there be an issue of Esei Doicha Loisa Sei? Toisis Bleib Shver in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin, in Piskei HaToisis over there, he writes, Kivan she'i efsher b'inyan acher, you don't need b'idna, you have to know the rules of this, we discussed this by Rikas in the Gedorim of Esed Echaloysa, say, it was negeya us in the sugis in Yevamis, by, how do you ever do Yivam by an erva like the Havamina? What about the lav of like Sikravu? How does a Koyan even think about going into a Beis HaKoros to do Ashavas Aveda when he's first walking into the Beis HaKoros? It's not b'idna. We talked about this by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, by Giluach Mitzayra, there were a lot of just reminiscing the sugis that we did in Esed Echaloysa, say, about Be'idna. One last vort from the Brisker Rav, a very interesting zog. Hayoim atem yoitzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. The pasuk says at the end of the parsha. It's actually in the Tfilin. Tfilin, the two parshiyos of Tfilin are here at the end of Parshas Bo. There are four parshiyos in Tfilin. Shema, V'hoya, and Kaddish, and V'hoya Ki V'yachad. There's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The ikar, the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is, are the Havayos be'emtza, V'hoya and V'hoya Ki V'yachad are in the middle, and Shema and Kaddish are on the outside. Or is it Kefi the Seder HaToyra, that it's Kadesh, V'hoya, Shema, and V'hoya? First states that even like Rabbeinu Tam, the Havai is in the middle, but you don't write it in that order. It's a Merit Gzav. You know about writing still in Rabbeinu Tam. You write Kadesh, V'hoya, Kiliyacha. You leave some space, write Shema, and then go back and write V'hoya. For the Ksivoson, it needs to be Ksidron, Lefi, Seder, Ksivoson, V'toyra, just the Tzura. If you do it the wrong way, it's not good to fill in the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, so it says over here in the Tefillin, though, it says in the Pasuk, Hayoyim atav yoytzim b'chodesh aviv. Says the Brisker Rav, he brings a Beis Halevi that says that, Istakel boi raiso bar alma. So the Rabbi Shlom looked into the Bria, looked into the Torah, and he makes the Bria. Why is there loisirtzach and loisinuf as a bad thing in this world? Because as I state in Torah, Sharfer gezot, says the Beis Halevi. Why is there a mitzvah of matzah and pesach? Because they went out of Mitzrayim? No, because it says in the Torah, matzah and pesach, that's why there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim. But state in Torah is Geirim. Zot the Bezgerov. Hayoyim atav yoytzim b'choy the Shavav. You know why? Hashem had to take them out. Avad, the Chishev, Esakei, 190 years. They couldn't stay one minute longer. Oh, we talked about it last week, all the Cheshbonis. But there's another Cheshbon. It has to be now. It can't be in 3 months from now. But I'll state that they have to have Yitzias Mitzrayim by Pesach. And the din is that carbon Pesach has to be Bavit. So it's a din. Hayoyim atav yoytzim because Pesach was Zayin b'choy the Shavav. Maybe.